In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, this is volume 5, and this is letter number 1383, dated Aleph Shvat, the first day of Shvat, Tov Shvat Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom of Rocha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter in which you are notifying that you study in the yeshiva in Safaria. Safaria was the name of Kfar Chabad before it became Kfar Chabad, before it changed its name. They call it Safaria. For 2 years and 2 months. And he says that there is a doctor who's advising him to make an operation for the tonsils in his throat. And he is advising him to do it now. And he's also you're also asking a bracha for his father. He gives the name Sheyichya. So, Rebbe's answers about removing of tonsils. Number one, as far as an operation, you should ask another doctor who's an expert in this field. If he too will agree to make an operation. And now, so Rebbe is blessing him. May it be the will of Hashem that the operation should be proper in a good and auspicious time. The Shabbos that precedes the operation, you should say the entire Tehillim, if possible, without interruption, which means not even saying the Hirotzin, which comes in between the books, but after all the books together. All the Sfarim, which means there's 5 Sfarim of the Tehillim, after you finish all the Sfarim of the Tehillim. Amazing. So here you have something, you know, I would assume that even though the Rebbe said to him, something interesting. And I would say, again, I'm not the Rebbe, of course, and I don't know the Rebbe's reasoning and the sources for everything is, but you can see that if somebody's going to have an operation in the coming week, in this particular case, the Rebbe suggests him to say the Shabbos beforehand, the entire Tillim, and also saying it in a way that it, without interruption. So one can deduce that any time you need an operation for whatever reason, maybe that's a spiritual way to prepare yourself. And the Rebbe also says specifically that when you know when the operation is, the day, you should let me know over here. I guess the Rebbe will pray for him also, and specifically on that specific day. Number two, the Rebbe says, your father, may he live, I will mention him when I will be on the resting place, on the ohel of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, and give over to your father that you should keep the 3 learning schedules, which is equal for everybody, what my father-in-law instituted, that he should keep them. That is Chumash, studying the Chumash, saying the Tehillim, and the Tanya. Certainly, the Rebbe says, in your following letter, the second letter, you are going to detail, let me know specifically about your learning, about your good conduct in Yerushalayim, and I bless you, so learning Torah of Yerushalayim. Now, one of the other things you see, the Rebbe always asked people to notify him, to let him know, not only because the Rebbe wanted to be part of the good news, I think that it helped keep people motivated because they know they have to share. If you have to tell somebody what you accomplished and what you're doing, then you're going to be careful to do it. This is what the Rebbe had told me when I was once at a meeting and I asked the Rebbe advice, and the Rebbe said to me that you need to share this with someone else so that you have to report, that keeps you responsible. Then you are sort of going to be ashamed not to do what you said you're going to do. But if you just keep it by yourself, so then, you know, you may very easily let go. The Rebbe wanted him, tell me about your learning, tell me about your conduct in Yerushalayim. I guess, this is just my guess, the Rebbe wanted to give him another reason to do right so that he can report to the Rebbe, and that would be, so it's amazing.